Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening. We are doing our devotional series from Suffer Well, and we are up to devotional 117. Thank you for listening to these great devotionals. And this is Not You, But Me, and such a powerful, powerful one we have for you this morning. If you're able to take notes, that'd be wonderful, because I'm going to give a lot of scriptures out here. And today we're going to be giving a lot of scriptures that go directly from the gospel, from Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, from His mouth, from His very lips. So we're going to be hearing these. We're going to read the devotional, and then I'm going to do a little teaching about this. And I pray that this will just motivate you, inspire you, and bless you today as you start your day, or if you're listening somewhere else or later in the evening message, to finish your day and give you a wonderful evening, a wonderful night. So here we go. Why do you miss my voice? Why do you think you can't hear me every hour of every day? I am not speaking to you. I speak spirit things only, things pertaining to life, holiness, and righteousness. I speak directly to the spirit I placed in you. And when you listen with the ears of the flesh, you cannot hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John 10:27 says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. That's very right from the words of Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah himself. And then it says, my sheep also hear other voices. Lust has a voice. Idolatry has a voice. Greed has a voice. Pride has a voice. By now you should understand that I use patterns to teach you. These patterns are not meant to be mysterious. On the contrary, they are intended to be traceable and detectable. It is no different here. Listen to me, my child. It may be a still small voice I speak with, but a quieted mind focuses on me, will hear loud and clear. I don't give rocks, difficult to understand precepts, when you ask for manna, spiritual food. Matthew 7, verses 7 to 11 says, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open for you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Your parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Continuing, it says, Have I not told you that I know what you need before you ask? Philippians 4:19 says, and this is the same God who takes care of me, will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to Yeshua, in Yeshua Messiah. Hallelujah. I am speaking to you at every moment. I am always here, always concerned, always ahead of you with good things planned. I have this desire for you. And although I am always surrounding you, making your path straight, as it says in Proverbs 16:9, we can make our paths, we can make our plans, but Yahweh determines our steps. It says, I would love if you kept on, if you kept up. Time is short, blessings are delayed, and indifference to my voice. Listen according to my will. Listen with the spirit I placed in you. My language is the language of love, but do not forget. My love demands chastening when chastening is necessary. You can end all doubt of me by confessing all doubt of me. This is how I heal you. You confess, I heal. It's just between us. Come to me and we will have victory together as one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How beautiful. How beautiful that is. how beautiful his sound is, how beautiful his name is. So beautiful. So beautiful. How many of you this morning are ready to taste and see and seek a wonderful creator and let him answer you? How many of you are ready to taste and see? This poor man cried and he answered me. And that's what he wants to do to all of us. All of us. It says in Luke 11, 9 to 13. And so I tell you, keep on asking. And you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. We're simply not knocking and we're not listening. Verse 11 says, your fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Or if you ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Rahadah Kodesh to those who ask him? We're simply not asking him the right questions. We're not coming to him with the right heart. And then we wonder why we don't hear from him. We wonder why he's not responded, because his word says he will not answer the prayers of the wicked, but he would draw near to the righteous. That's what it says in his word. It says, I detest the prayers of the wicked, but I answer the prayers of the righteous. How many of you are ready to taste and see him? Matthew 21, 22 says, you can pray for anything, and if you have faith, you will receive it. It must be with the right heart. It must be with the right mind. It must be with that spirit that he put in you to communicate with him. And this is why prayer is so important. And so many people, they don't take prayer seriously. They don't understand the importance of prayer. They're not listening. And they're not doing the right things with the right spirit. But he tells us over and over and over and over again in his word, Mark 11, 24, I tell you, you can pray for anything. And if you believe, you'll receive it. It will be yours. People say, how come my prayers are answered? How come I don't hear from my creator? He answered it right there. You don't believe. Your lack of faith is keeping you from hearing him. Your lack of faith is keeping him from hearing you. John 14, 13 and 14 says, you can ask for anything in my name and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. You must have the faith so it can be done. You must have the faith. It goes on and says in John 15, 7, but if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. Remember, the word in that sentence is if you remain in me, if my words, if your faith is strong, if. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many of you are ready to sing praises this morning and thank him and hear him and just hear him? People say, I don't hear him. I'm telling you, he's shouting at us. The joy to know he's speaking to us all the time. When I read Fox's Books of Mortars and I see the website Voice of the Mortars and I see people on death row and they're singing psalms and hymns because they know eternity awaits them and they just can't wait another moment to get there. John 16, 23 to 24 says, at the time you won't need to ask me for anything. I tell you the truth, you will ask the Father directly and he will grant you the request because you use my name. You have done this. You haven't done this before. Ask using my name and you will receive and you will have abundant joy. Abundant joy. That's a promise of our Creator that we walk around rejoicing. Abundant joy. Hallelujah. James 1, 5 and 6 says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous Elohim and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in Yahweh alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as an unsettled wave, the sea that is blown and tossed in the wind. Faith in him will open up those gates of joy. 1 John 3, 21 to 22 says, dear friends, if we don't feel guilty, we can come to Yahweh with bold confidence. And we will receive from him whatever we ask for, because we obey him and do the things that please him. Because, remember the ifs and the because. If we seek him with his name, and if because we obey him, he will answer us. He will answer us with confidence. It's such a beautiful thing. And it's so hard for me. The two hardest things for me in my walk and my life were prayer and worship. You know, I could study, I could learn scripture, I could know scripture, I could be disciplined. I'm a very disciplined person. I have no issue being disciplined when I put my mind to something. That's why I'm able to be strict with my diet and my health and do diligence and get on here every day and do videos and get on the radio and do these messages. So discipline's not an issue for me. My issue was prayer and worship. I ask him, please give me a heart of prayer and worship. And to me, it started when I went out and evangelized and proclaimed him before man. When I street preached and proclaimed his holy word before man, something changed. The worship in me just was a whole new level, a whole new understanding, a whole new thing. And now I was able to worship him, not only by myself, but in front of man. And I was able to understand what it meant to pray and to hear him. And to really not just almost get hit by a car cross on the street and say, oh, thank you, Yahweh. No, but to talk to him as he's my best friend and to talk to him all the time. And to stop asking him for things that are worldly and start asking him for things that are heavenly, asking him for eternal things and taking joy in that. It just opens up a whole new life, a whole new life. It doesn't matter how long you've been a believer or how little scripture or how much scripture you know. What matters is how often are you talking to him and how much joy do you have in singing his praise? That's what it comes down to. 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15 says, and we are confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him. And since we know he hears us when we make our request, we also know that he will give us what we ask for. You know, my friend told me one day, he said, Paul, I apologize to you. This was after I've been a believer for over 10 years. This was my mentor. He said, Paul, I apologize to you. I said, why? He said, because I forgot to tell you something that I just learned. I said, what was it? And he said, prayer. I said, what do you mean I pray? He said, no, prayer. Being a prayer warrior, speaking to our Creator all the time. That he figured it out after many years of being a believer. He finally figured it out. And then he knew his prayers were being answered and he was hearing from Yah like never before. And he told me the importance of it. And then I think about that famous explorer in Africa. I forget his name. That famous explorer. He died praying. He died in a kneeling position praying to our wonderful Creator. What a way to go. And then I think about a good friend of mine who's in his 90 years old right now. And he tells me, he prays until he falls asleep. He'll wake up on his knees at the edge of his bed. I said, we shouldn't just pray if we're about to cross the street and a car almost hit us, or if we're watching a ball game and our favorite team hits a home run, or, you know, or anything like that. No. Prayer is a daily communication with our wonderful Creator and understanding the things that he seeks of us, you know, and just talking to him and being thankful. I read that book, From Prison to Praise. From Prison to Praise, about being thankful for all things. All things. Prayer shouldn't just be asking and asking and asking. It should be thanking and thanking and thank him. And how could you not walk around in complete joy when you know you're in communication with our wonderful Creator who created everything? Romans 1:24 says, so Yahweh abandoned them to do whatever their shameful things in their hearts desired. As a result, they did vile and degrading things with each other's bodies. Just letting them do what they want to do. But Colossians 3:5 says, so put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, a worshiper, worshiping the things of this world. Being a person of this world, Yahweh will leave you up to that. But you don't want Yahweh to ignore your steps. You want Yahweh to acknowledge your steps and guide you. It says in Psalms 37:23, Yahweh directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their life. You can't be living a life of flesh, desiring the things of flesh, and expect our Creator to be okay with you. No, but you can have faith that no matter how low you are, no matter how deep you are, no matter how bad you are, no matter how wrong you are, if you repent and come to Him with joy, He will answer you and change you and change your heart. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, He's waiting for you to sincerely come to Him. Proverbs 16:1 says, we can make our plans, but Yahweh gives the right answer. Hallelujah. Proverbs, another word for wisdom. It says in Wisdom 19:21, you can make many plans, but Yahweh's purpose will prevail. Remember what it says. It says in Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live, so they would have life. Proverbs 20:24 says, Yahweh directs our steps, so why try to understand everything along the way? Let Him direct our steps. And I think about the wonderful prayer of Jeremiah in 10:23. I know, Yahweh, that our lives are not our own. We are not able to plan our own course. For it says in the scriptures, man makes plans, but they lead to death. But Yahweh's plans for us lead to a future and a hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I ask you this morning, how many of you are listening with the right heart? How many of you are coming to Him with the right heart? And understand the importance of listening. Because Yahweh speaks not just through directly to us. He speaks through His word. He speaks through others. He's always speaking. So how many are listening? Proverbs 1:5 says, a wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel. Listening, a wise man will hear. Matthew 17:5 says, but even as he spoke, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, this is my dearly loved son who brings me great joy. Listen to him. Listen to him. Acts 13:16 says, then Paul stood up and motioning with his hand said, men of Israel, and you who fear Yahweh, listen. Listen. And Luke 10:16 says, whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. But whoever rejects me rejects him who sent me. He's trying to speak to us. If you can't hear, you're not hearing from Him, change your heart. Change your heart and talk to Him. And talk to Him. The scriptures talk all about love. All about love. Do you understand that one of the greatest things you could do, the greatest acts of love is listening? Is listening. Matthew 18:15 says, if your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 says, all scripture inspired by Yahweh and profitable for the teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so they that the men of Yahweh may be acquired, equipped for every good work. And Proverbs 25 says, a plan in the heart of a man is like a deep water, but a man of understanding draws it out. And Proverbs 12:18 says, there is that speech like the piercings of the sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. Knowing when to speak, knowing when to listen, and knowing that Yahweh speaks through people and listens. It says in James 1:19, this you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear and slow to speak and slow to anger. Proverbs 34:15 says, the eyes of Yahweh are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their cry. And Proverbs 6:20-21 says, keep your father's commands, my son, and never forsake your mother's rules. by binding them in your heart continuously, feasting them around your neck, or fastening them around your neck, listening, and listening to him. How many of you ready to hear him today? Proverbs 18:13 says, he who gives an answer before he hears is folly, a shame to him. James 5:16 says, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous person is powerful and effective. Come, you children, and listen to me, and I will teach you to fear Yahweh, Psalms 34:11. Listen. Philippians 2:3 says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. Whoever heeds the discipline and shows the way of life, but whoever ignores correction leads others astray, Proverbs 10:17. And then we think about the beauty of the ear. Romans 10:17 says, consistently faith comes from hearing the message. And the message is heard through the word about Yahshua. And I'm telling you this right now, we don't need to hear a sound to hear Yahweh. If we listen to him, he speaks, as it says in a devotion, to our spirit, not to our physical flesh, but to our spirit, the spirit that he put within us, the heart. We hear with the circumcised heart. Our heart has an ear to hear. Our physical ears, no, that's not what we're listening with. We're listening with our circumcised heart. That's what we hear with. That's why we don't understand. We're trying to hear with our physical flesh, not with our heart of Yah. It's beautiful. Matthew 7:12 says, do everything, do to others that you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. We must listen to our Creator. We must listen to his words, his instructions, his guidelines, his commandments. Psalms 81:8 says, hear, O my people, and I will admonish you. O Israel, if you would listen to me. Jeremiah 26:3-6 says, perhaps they will listen, and everyone will turn from his evil way. Then I may that I may repent of the calamity which I am planning to do to them because of their evil of their deeds. And you will say to them, thus says Yahweh, if you will not listen to me to walk in my law, which I have set before you, to listen to the words of my servant, the prophets, whom I have been sending to you again and again, but you have not listened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and this city I will make a curse to all the nations of the earth. Psalms 46:10-6, the favorite verse, it's so beautiful. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted among the earth. Yahweh of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Beautiful. Psalms 29:3-5 says, the voice of Yahweh is over all the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord of thunders over all the mighty waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is majestic. The voice of Yahweh breaks the cedars. Yahweh breaks in places and cedars of Lebanon. Psalms 143:8, sing it. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love. For I have put my trust in you. Show me the way and I should go. For I trust my life in you. Hallelujah. Psalm 62:1 says, for Yahweh alone is my soul. My soul waits in silence for him. As he comes from myself, he is my salvation. Isaiah 55:2-3 says, why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the riches of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. My faithful love promised to David. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 15:16 says, your words were found and I ate them. Your words became a joy to me and the happiness of my heart, for I have been called by your name. Oh, taste and see that Yahweh is good. Jeremiah 29:12-13 says, then you will call upon me and come to me and pray to me and I will listen to you. You will look for me and find me. When you look for me with all your heart, In Revelations 3:22 says, "He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto him, unto the churches or the assemblies." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time we opened up our ears. We understand he's listening to us, so we need to listen to him. It says he will rescue us in our time of trouble. It's time to hear and do. Hear and do. Time to hear and do. 1 John 4:1 says, "Beloved, do not believe in every spirit, but test the spirits and see whether they are from Yahweh, because many false prophets have gone into the world." John 10:27, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." Follow me. And then 1 Samuel 3:10 says, "Then Yahweh came and stood and called at the other as at the other times, Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel says, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Your servant is listening. How many of you are listening today and doing? How many of you are listening and doing? Remember, he hears your prayers. He wants to. Psalms 66:19 to 20 says, "But certainly Yahweh has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be Yahweh who has not turned away from my prayer, nor his mercy from me." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful day you have made. And everybody, thank you for listening to this word today that he's blessed us with. And continue to speak to him daily, and he will hear your prayers and answer them. He will speak back to you. Just remember the heart of your circumcised, the ear of your circumcised heart. Remember that today and be blessed as you go out there today. And as you put your head down to sleep, be still and know that I am Yah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. You can see more and hear more at the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. We're on a local radio station in South Florida in the morning and the evening. If you want that information, you can see that on our website as well. And if you're listening there right now, thank you so much. And come visit us on the website. And everybody else out there today, just know that, you know, listen to him and follow and take it into action. And I ask you this question again. You know, Yeshua died for us. How many people did you tell yesterday that he died for you? Okay, go out there today and tell people. He died for us. Are we listening to him? All right, everybody, have a blessed day out there. And Yah be with you all. And thank you all for your prayers and your support. TorahLifeMinistries.org and also Patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. Thank you, everybody. And praise his holy name. And Yahweh is good. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Raise your hands to Jesus. Whoa.